Jim Farley was once described as a mix between Ben Bradley and P.T. Barnum. While he preached serious journalism to us, he also recognized that we were competing for the attention of listeners of all the radio stations in the Washington market, no matter their format. We were competing for the viewers of all the TV stations in the market. And as the internet and podcasters exploded, we were competing against them too. So Jim's philosophy was we couldn't just be drones imparting facts. He wanted the anchors and the reporters to show personality, to show that we're human. He wanted the off-air people to be creative and resourceful. Most of all, we had to tell stories. And we had to do it in a way that made you want to stay with WTOP more than you wanted to go off and listen to music somewhere else. That's why one of our early on-air slogans was, "Your favorite radio station doesn't play songs." Maybe it was a pithy quote by someone we interviewed. Maybe it was compelling writing to get to the core emotion of a story. Maybe it was just something flat out funny and entertaining like knuckleheads in the news. Didn't matter to Jim. Just like a restaurant doesn't survive without its customers, a radio station doesn't survive without its listeners. And Jim was into audience building before it became a thing in our modern media world. Now, Jim Farley had a couple of genius methods of leading people. He once described to me his technique as managing by walking around. He rarely ever interfered in the sausage making of putting news on the air. What he wanted to know, really, was how everyone was interacting in the newsroom. He was big on chemistry and efficiency, and he was a believer that a well-fed newsroom was a happy newsroom. So he made sure we had a lot to eat, especially when a big story broke. Another key to his great success was an uncanny knack for nurturing talent while tolerating eccentricity. Now, he did have a no-a-hole rule for hiring people, but he also had a reasonable open-mindedness for putting up with someone's quirks if their production was greater than their occasional foible. He always seemed to know where that line was drawn, and it is a rare skill. He was one of the most competitive people I've ever known. He was also one of the most generous. And that combination allowed WTOP to become America's most successful radio station and digital news organization in the 21st century. I have worked with many great people over the course of my career. No one had more influence than Jim Farley. Rest in peace, my friend. May you be in heaven a half hour before the devil knows you're dead.